Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, August 2nd, 2021. This morning I will talk about the commandment, do not commit adultery. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty God, we praise you for loving our families and caring for our children. Guard our hearts and minds. Chasten us to be faithful to our spouses. In the power of your Holy Spirit, keep us mindful of your will for our lives. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Exodus 20, verse 14, we read, "And you shall not commit adultery." At the heart of adultery is almost always a lie. The lie is that our private lives are and should remain private. The truth, however, is that our actions always affect those around us. Ask King David. He thought that he could have a quiet little affair with Bathsheba. When she got pregnant, he tried to hush it up by calling her husband, Uriah the Hittite, back from service in the army to the palace. The idea was that if Uriah slept with his wife, David's sin would be covered up. Uriah spoiled the plan by remaining loyal to David and refusing to return home. Unable to cover up his sin, David sent word to Uriah's commander to place him in the front line of battle and then abandon him to the Amorites. Uriah died in battle. Pretty soon everyone heard about David's sin and attempted cover-up. Psalm 30 records David's distress over his sin. Psalm 51 records David's confession to God. God forgave David, but David's sin led to the death of his first child. Adultery, divorce, and other forms of immorality are the consequence of yielding to forbidden desires and temptations that threaten to destroy healthy relationships and tear apart our families. They also stand in contrast to God's intent for human marriage, which is a lifelong marriage between one man and one woman. Marriage is not just a romantic idea. If we view our relationships as simply serving our own needs, our children lose out. According to the U.S. Census, the share of children born to unwed mothers rose from 27% in 1990 to 40% in 2007. This one statistic implies that the prospects for children in America have plummeted in our generation. Think more poverty. Think more drug use. Think more suicide. Marriage is not just a romantic idea. Jesus deplored divorce, permitting it only in the case of sexual immorality, and related it to adultery. The covenant of marriage invokes two parts, both a covenantal sign, that is physical intimacy, and a covenantal oath. Sexual immorality breaks the first part, but not necessarily the second. Jesus' teaching about adultery parallels his teaching about murder. Lust leads to immorality, so Jesus cautions us to avoid lust and therefore prevent adultery. He then interrupts his discussion of adultery to launch a bit of hyperbole. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. After this aside, he returns to his discussion of adultery. The implication is that the body part in view is not an eye or a hand, but something a bit more personal. Jesus clearly deplores divorce and immorality. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.